Good morning, podcast listeners. It is 7:25 a.m. on November 16th. This is the first marathon. So can you imagine? We're almost only a week post New York Marathon. And many people never think this far out when they plan to do something like train for a marathon. How would you want to feel a week, 5 days post-marathon? Actually, the marathon was Sunday last week. It's more than a week. How would you want to feel? Would you want to be able to go out there and start running again? Would you want to start training for a marathon? Unlikely. You're going to want to think about that. But I think one of the interesting things is you really should kind of know what it's going to feel like when you finish a marathon. You're going to be stiff. You're going to be sore. Going up and down stairs is going to be the hardest thing. Hip flexors, mostly. I don't think it's really calf muscles. If I remember, my feelings were lifting my knees was really tough. Walking backwards was a whole lot easier than walking forwards. And the strangest thing is jogging, running a little bit, actually was easier than walking. And I think probably when the race was on a Sunday, maybe by Monday, by Tuesday or Wednesday, I was able to do a short, super short shakeout run, you know, a 30-minute, 3-mile run. So how important is it for us to have a practice in life that takes us past where we're seeking to go, so that we can take our bodies there first, and our minds, of course, and visualize and feel ourselves already past the goal, already beyond what we think is the finish line. I thought maybe what I would do today is walk you through a little visualization practice. I'm not going to do the whole thing, but I thought I would show it to you and get your feedback. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to actually sit in a comfortable chair, or if you'd like, you can lay down, but I'd like you to be alert. I'd like you to have your feet on the ground. And the first thing I'd really like you to do is just make sure you can feel all 10 toes and your heel firmly pressed, planted, resting, weighted. And we're going to inhale through our nose and out our mouth. I'm going to do that one more time, in through our nose and out our mouth. Feeling more relaxed with each breath. Now we're going to breathe in and say the number 3 on our exhale, and we're going to feel more relaxed. Every time we do this, we're going to go 3, 2, and then 1. When we get to 1, we're going to be the most relaxed we are, most relaxed this morning. So we're going to inhale, exhale, and to ourselves, we're going to say 3, 3, 3. Feeling more relaxed, much more relaxed. We're going to inhale again. We're going to exhale and say to ourselves, 2, 2, 2. Feeling more relaxed than before. Our body's sinking deeper and deeper. We're going to inhale again. And we're going to exhale, 1, 1, 1. Feeling more relaxed, the most relaxed this morning, deepest so far. Deeper and deeper. Now we're going to inhale again, and we're going to start at 3. And as we exhale, I want you to envision your whole head relaxing, your skin on your forehead, your scalp, your eyelids, more relaxed, tingling, relaxed. Inhale again. We're going to feel our cheeks and our mouth Our jaws relax. Our tongues sink deeper into our mouth. Our throat relax. Deeper and deeper. We can inhale again. Feel our shoulders relax, our chest relax, inside our chest. Our heart relax, around our heart, envisioning it relax, and our belly relaxing, our lower back relaxing. Just imagine the full attention to these places, just relaxing more and more, deeper and deeper. Inhaling slowly, exhaling our hips, our butt relaxed, our quads and our knees, our elbows, our hands tingling and relaxing, deeper and deeper, more relaxed. Inhale again, our ankles, imagining our feet and our toes, all 10 toes relaxing, sole of our feet, heel, calf, deeper and deeper. Inhale again. And we're going to think two, two, two. And we're going to transport ourselves immediately to that place where we are the most relaxed. Maybe it's floating on an ocean, looking up at the clouds as they pass and make shapes. Floating so much that your feet rise to the top of the water, and the warm water, and you feel the water, but it's perfect temperature. There's no colder air. You're just totally relaxed. Your neck is relaxed. Whenever you hear the number two, you can immediately transport yourself here, deeper and deeper, more relaxed than ever before. When we get to the number one next, we're going to be the most relaxed we've been, and we're going to begin to imagine, visualize. Inhaling again, exhaling slowly, number one, 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 most relaxed. Deeper and deeper, our body just totally, deeply relaxed. We feel the weightedness of our body, where we are. And we're going to envision ourselves 1 week past the marathon. 1 week past the marathon, it's one whole Sunday later. You're out on a short run, jogging around with this. All of a sudden, you see this smile on your face. How is this possible? Isn't this amazing? Nobody will know. Nobody knows how incredible this is to myself. I know. You're going to feel yourself, your shoulders relaxed. You're going to be running, lifting your heels. And you're going to see yourself just about 3 days post-marathon, a little bit sore still. Lifting your leg maybe over the edge of the tub, or just walking down a stair, holding onto the railing. No real injuries, just soreness, a little bit of sore. Body's a little sore, lifting your knee, lifting your legs. Maybe even have a little bit of chafe left. Smile to yourself. And you're going to inhale and exhale, and you're going to see yourself just 1 day post-marathon, feeling so strong, confident and proud. You feel your chafing under your arms, and you remind yourself, next time I'm going to put more Vaseline under my arms. You're going to feel a little bit of soreness in the tops, right above your knee, the tops of your quads, and maybe even right at the tops of your hips, your hip flexors. And you're going to just massage with your hand gently those areas. Maybe even bought a hypervise, what I talked about, and you're massaging, you're feeling it's a little painful, not pain, but a little uncomfortable, and you're massaging those areas and smiling to yourself, I did it. I got myself here. Now you're going to take another inhale, and you're going to exhale. And there you are, standing right past the finish line. Someone just put a medal around your neck, maybe even one of those emergency blankets, and you're just kind of cocooning yourself. You've made it into a little hoodie, and you're just walking a little bit. You're just like, I can't believe it. Just a moment ago, I was in a marathon, struggling to get to the finish. Those last chunks of miles. Now here I am, all by myself, or maybe not. But you are by yourself in the sense that you did this. And you see yourself smiling internally even. Your body just feeling just tremendous. Strong, confident, proud. You saw yourself all the way to here. Now as we wake out of this visualization, we're going to just take a nice deep inhale. And on the exhale, just push it out a little bit. So one more inhale. And then an exhale. The next one, we're just going to open our eyes after the exhale. Wide awake, totally alert, like we woke from a totally beautiful rested sleep. Wake up. Totally alert, totally awake, totally rested. So this practice of visualization leaves you feeling rather calm. You can design your visualization for whatever task. Maybe you have a meeting. Maybe you want to visualize how you're going to feel after the meeting. You can visualize that you have this beautiful awareness, this beautiful grounded attentiveness during the meeting. And you looked at everybody's faces as they asked you questions and looked at you. And you're even going to smile because your own mind is just throwing up thoughts while you're sitting there. And you're just going to see it all kind of in your viewfinder. Or maybe you're giving a presentation and you're going to look out, see the faces of the people you're speaking to. And you're going to anticipate their smiles, their reactions to the content. Maybe it's a business presentation and you're going to be delivering tough news, good tough, bad tough, or academic information that's kind of a challenge to conventional wisdom. And you're going to see their faces kind of be suspicious, and even you see in your own mind, could it be so? And you could even use that awareness to humanize your next words, which are, could it really be so? And you could even say whatever's on your mind. The whole purpose of your work here is to try to use what we can control in our training for marathons, whether they're on the road or off the road, so to speak. So I wish you a wonderful day of visualization, and a wonderful day of practice. This is First Marathon, Gregory Rutschik. Feel free to send me a text, 650-224-2621. Or follow me at GARUTCH at any of the platforms. Peace and love.